our mother.
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名啊，继续来聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our class today.
昨天我谈到我的第二个女儿，因为我要向神还愿，一祷告，她的烧退，并马上得到医治。
Yesterday, in order to repay my vow to God, I prayed to God to heal, and He healed my second daughter of her fever.
得到医治以后，她的发育就很快。
And after her fever was healed, her growth development became very rapid.
发烧差不多两年啊，已经两岁多了啊，但是还不会蹲，不会坐，不会爬。
Due to the fever, even though she was 2 years old, she could not sit, she could not crawl, and she could not kneel.
整天不是躺在床上，就是抱着她。
And she laid there every day on the bed, or we had to hold her.
那烧退以后，她的健康恢复得很快。
And so after her fever subsided, her health came back, and she improved very quickly.
后来去念小学。
And so she went to elementary school.
学校在我家的后面。
And the school was right behind our house.
有一天她下课回来，跑步回来。
And one day after class, after school, she ran home.
我才想起医生吩咐不可以跑步。
And that's when I remember that the doctors ordered her not to run.
我也忘记了告诉她不能跑步。
And I also forgot to remind her not to run.
她也不晓得她不可以跑步。
And she did not realize that she's not supposed to run.
跑步回来没有事情。
But after she ran back home, all was well.
医生也说她不可以结婚生孩子。
The doctor also instructed that she should not get married or bear children.
后来结婚生了三个孩子。
And so after she got married, she indeed bore children.
没有事情。
And nothing happened.
按照医生说法，这种病生孩子心脏负担太重。
Because according to the doctors, that type of disease that she had would be a great impact on her heart if she did.
完全得了医治。
If she jogged or gave birth, but it was completely healed.
教室有一个同事，他的女儿也是患了心脏瓣膜症。
And one of my colleagues, his daughter also has this type of heart condition.
但他患的是后天性的心脏瓣膜症，我女儿患的是先天性的心脏瓣膜症。
The heart condition that my daughter had was hereditary, but the one that my colleague starter had wasn't.
我同学的女儿因为患了这个病，到了十二岁时候，她的发育还是好像七八岁。
And so my colleague's daughter, after she had this disease, even though she was 12 years old, her development was like that of a 7 or 8 year old.
我的女儿的先天性心脏瓣膜症比她的病更严重，但是后来完全得了医治。
Although my daughter's heart condition was even more severe than my colleague's daughter.My daughter was completely healed.
这个主耶稣的恩典。
This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为说要还愿，祷告马上发生功效，我都深刻的感受，我们神是又真又活的神。
And I truly realize our living and awesome God in my repaying of the vow that I made to God.
如果不是因为我的女儿患了这个病，我就不会想起我曾经许过愿。
And if it were not for my daughter encountering this sickness, I would not have remembered that I had made that vow.
我们祷告有时候不能发生功效，可能有什么原因卡在那边。
And many times our prayers are not effective due to certain obstacles.
我们要检讨。
And we must re-examine ourselves.
如果找到原因这个问题就马上解决。
Once we find the cause for it, then our problems can be resolved.
我的那年生病当中最严重的那一次。
And when during my wife's most severe illness,
就是一年一个星期，她一直咳血不会停下来。
Was that she continued to cough blood consecutively for a week?
她就把这个血跟痰咳在炼乳这个铁罐的炼乳空罐里面。
And she coughed the mucus and blood into a tin can.
里面呢放一点水。
And she and there's also some water in
there. 然后满了就倒在面盆。
And then after it was full, they poured it onto some flour.
整个面盆都是红色的。
And they turned the flour all red.
我听老人家说过，病人如果病到很危急的时候
，I heard some elders say that when a sick person gets to the most critical stage.
把这个大拇指跟手指抓紧，这边的肉会挖下去。
That if they hold their thumb and their index finger together, the area here will concave in.
小腿没有肌肉。
And they have no flesh or no meat on their on their legs.
我就把他这个大拇指跟手指抓紧，真的这个肉挖下去了。
And so indeed, I held her index finger and thumb together, and I saw the concave concavity.
哦，小腿没有肌肉。
And she had not much meat on her legs.
已经瘦的完全没，就是皮包骨这样。
And so she was she was all just skin and bone.
啊，那个一个星期，整天躺在床上，连动都不敢动。
And so for one whole week, she's laid in bed without moving.
啊，因为没有精神，所以眼睛都闭着。
And because she was dispirited, her eyes were just closed.
按照以往的经验，瞌睡差不多安静三天就会得到就会好，就会主醒不得瞌睡。
According to past experience, this coughing of blood usually stops after 3 days.
那也是一个星期这样不会停，一直咳血。
But during that time, she continued to cough blood for a whole week.
我就打电话请我岳母赶快来。
And so I called my mother-in-law and asked her to come over.
说你不来，恐怕你看不到了。
I said, if you don't come now, perhaps you may not see your daughter anymore.
她就赶快来。
And so she came immediately.
她一进门就大哭。
And when she came to the door, she wept bitterly.
我说妈妈你不要哭。
I said, don't cry, mom.
你要哭去后面哭。
If you want to cry, please go in the back.
我也想哭不敢哭啊。
Because I wanted to cry myself, but I had to hold back.
她忍不住一直哭。
But she continued to just cry.
因为他们三代才独一个女儿。
Because in their three generations, she was the only, my wife was their only daughter.
我就到床上去面向墙壁祷告。
And so I went onto the bed and faced the wall and continued to pray.
我一边哭一边祷告一边哭。
And on one hand I was crying and on one hand I was praying.
祷告当中看到有一个女人穿衣服跟我那一样衣服从她身上走出来。
And during my prayer I saw a woman who was clothed in the same garment as my wife and walked out of her body.
我那还躺在床上有一个跟她一样的人一样的衣服。从他身上走出来，面向前面，一直往前走。
And there was the same person wearing the same clothes, walking out of my wife's body, and continuing to walk forward.
连头都不回。
And she did not flinch at all.
我想，如果这样一去不回来，就到耶稣那边去了。
And I was thinking, if she continued to walk this way without looking back, then she would walk to Jesus.
那时候我已经六个孩子。
And at that time, I had 6 children.
最小的出生还没有多久。
And the youngest one was just recently born.
我就对神说，神啊，你不要带他走。
So I asked the Lord, I pleaded with the Lord, saying, please do not take her away from me.
你带他走，我六孩子怎么照顾啊？
For if you take her away from me, how can I take care of these 6 children?
我就一直哭，一直祷告。
So I continued to weep and continued to pray.
祷告完，我睁眼看他眼睛睁开了。
And after my prayer, I looked and my wife's eyes opened.
这个就不再咳血了。
And she stopped coughing blood.
但她的病没有得到医治。
But her illness was not completely cured.
到了1995年2月25到26日。
On February 25th and 26th, 1995.
我跟神学生还有他的家属去日月潭旅游。
I went with some theological students and my family to the Sun Moon Lake.
26日早上祷告会，我带领他们祷告会。
And I led the morning prayer on the 26th.
我就讲我那人最那一次的经遭遇。
And I testified about my wife's experience.
那一次神学生的家属还有讲员的家属也有一起去旅游。
And during that time, the theological students' families also went to that retreat.
我的那人也坐在那边听。
And my wife was also in attendance.
神的一个姐妹伴书员坐在我那人旁边。
And then there was a sister that sat next to my wife.
她注意到看我的那人听我讲见证说一直在哭。
And she observed that my wife kept on crying when I was giving the testimony.
祷告完，我的那人告诉那一位姐妹说，我为她祷告那个时候，她好像昏过去了。
And the other sister told me that during our prayer, as I was praying for her, it seemed like my wife had fainted.
就是我看到她穿一样衣服的女人从身上走出来，那个时候。他感觉上好像昏过去。
And just as the time when I saw the other woman walking out of her body, it was that type of feeling.
后来又醒过来。
And later on, she awoke again.
但是她的病并没有得到医治。
But her illness was not completely healed.
只是那个时候不得咳嗽而已，以后还会再发作。
It was only that the coughing blood stopped.
有一次林务真长老告诉我。
Another time, Elder Wu told me.
因为我住在总会时候，我跟着同一个房间。
And at the time, I was residing at the Taiwan GA with Elder Wu.
以前台中教会那个旧的会堂，传道房下面就是祷告室。
And during the church in Taizong, in the basement, in the lower floor, was the prayer room.
那林长老就是跟着同一个房间。
And Elder Lin was also was in that room.
他说你应当把你传道娘送去惠集和良伟院去疗养。
And so Elder Lin says that you should take your wife to a care center, to a nursing home.
那你的孩子就雇一个人来照顾他。
And so that and hire a person to take care of
your children. 这样你的太太可以很安静的休养，不必操劳家里的工作。
And so this will give enough time for your wife to rest and not have to worry about the housework.
在医院会得到很好的照顾。
And she will receive great care in the hospital nursing home.
那你的家里孩子雇一个人来照顾他，你就不为孩子来挂心，你会专心去传道。
And you can concentrate and focus on evangelizing if you hire a person to take care of your children.
我说你的建议很理想。
I says you have a very good suggestion.
但我办不到。
But I cannot do this.
把太太送疗养院三一段时期。
If I
送去这个或者疗养院要一段很长时期。
If I were to take my wife to nursing home, it would require a long time.
那时候台湾还没有健保劳保。
And at the time, we did not have the common health insurance for Taiwanese citizens.
很贵。
And so the hospital bill would be
immense. 那雇一个人来照顾我的家。
And hire a person to take care of my children.
就一个负担。
And that's another burden on me.
父母都不在，只有一个佣人来看顾我的这个孩子。这个佣人的责任也是很大，没有人敢这样做。
And because me and my wife would not be present, and the hired hand would be the only one that was taking care of my children, that would be a great burden on him or her as well.
我那人跟我都不在，就一个佣人在家看我的孩子很小，我也不放心。
And so I'm also not very comfortable with hiring a person alone to take care of my children.
这个费用我没有办法负担。
And also I was not able to finance this.
当时总会给传道的生活费用很少。
Because during those days, the salary for pastors was very, very little.
很节俭才会勉强维持生活，哪里有力量去雇一个佣人，还有把太太送去医院疗养？
And so
这个不做不到。
We had to live very frugally during those times. We did not have the capacity to hire a person to take care of the kids, or even send my wife to the nursing home.
有一天我就告诉我的那人。
And so one day I told my wife.
这样拖下去不好。
I said it's not good to linger on like this.
我说从明天开始，我每天早上为你进出祷告。
I said starting from tomorrow, every morning I will fast and pray for you.
他说他也要进食。
And she said that she would as well.
我说你不可以进食，因为你很虚弱，你需要多吃才有营养，才有能保住健康。
And I advised her not to fast and pray, for her body was weak and feeble.
他说他病，我为他进食，他也应该为助理进食才对。
But she insisted, saying that if I were to fast and pray for her, then she should do so as well.
我说好，神会成就你的信心。
And so I said, okay, God will fulfill according to your faith.
我们两个人就开始每天早上进入祷告。
And so the two of us, each morning, we would fast and pray together.
第一年还有几处的咳血。
And for the first year, she still coughed up blood a few times.
第二年就一次。
And the second year, she only coughed up once.
第三年就没有了。
And after the third, and during the third year, it completely stopped.
经过了几年，她这个都不再咳血。
And so after several years thereafter, she never coughed up blood.
有一次她感冒。
And one time she caught a cold.
我们会有一个弟兄是当医生的。
And there was a brother in church who was a physician.
他就来给她看病。
And he came to diagnose her.
我回去以后，他告诉我。
And when I went home, he told me.
你的传道娘呢？会结合。完全好了。
And he says that your wife's lungs are completely healed.
因为她用听诊去听这个胸部这边没有杂音。
Because he did not hear any murmur in the lungs during his diagnosis.
就是已经钙化了。
And so it was completely calcified.
我就带内检再去照X光。
And so I brought my wife to get an X-ray done.
结果医生证明这个肺部两边的病变已经钙化，钙化以后就不会再咳血。
And the doctors acknowledged or confirmed that her lungs indeed did calcify and she no longer would cough up blood.
那一次如果这样就气数的话。 那一次就是一个礼拜每天喝水，那一次如果这样就离世的话，and
if she were to pass away during that period of time when she coughed up blood straight for 1 week,
才30多岁，
she was only 30 some years old,
6个孩子，
6 children,
我就很难照顾这些孩子，
it would be a very great burden on me to take care of all the kids.
现在她已经77岁了，
and now she's currently 77 years old.
虽然不是很健康，
even though she's still a bit frail,
但还是一天一天这样能够活下去。
But she's still living day by day.
她进出祷告从那时候开始继续30多年。
And so when that prayer started, it continued for 30 some years.
我为了进出祷告七年多。
And I fasted and prayed for her for about 7 years.
因为病好以后，我怕会再复发，所以我再继续再为她进行祷告。
And even after she was healed, because I was afraid that the sickness might come back, I continued to fast and pray for her every day.
七年多，因为看她病好了，没有再发作，所以我就没有再进行。
And so after the 7 years, after I saw that the condition was well, then I discontinued the fasting.
但她还是继续这样祷告，进行祷告30多年。
But my wife still persisted in fasting for 30 years.
有一次我问她，你病好了，怎么还要再进行？
And so one time I asked her, why do you continue to fast and pray even after you're healed?
她为别事情祷告。
She says, I'm praying for other matters.
因为她已经有体验，认为进入祷告还能功效，所以还继续进入祷告，为别事情祷告。
Because she had already experienced effectiveness of fasting prayer.
现在虽然她没有进食，但是还是每天祷告好几次。
So even though she does not fast and pray nowadays, she still prays many times a day.
我发现她的祷告比我时间更长更多。
And I realize that her prayers are often longer than mine, and more frequent than mine.
信心是神给的。
Faith is given by God.
我常常感觉信心是环境逼出来的。
And I often thought that faith came about through your environment. Because when you face very difficult situations and you can't find a way out, and the only way is to completely put your reliance in God to help you.
产生信心，因为没有信心，问题不能解决。
And so during those circumstances, even though you may not have faith, the situation would naturally cause you to have more faith in order to help solve your problems.
现在我再讲另一种见证。
And I'm now going to testify about something else.
1965年的1月2月那个时候。
During February, January or February of 1965,
新竹教会因为有新的教会来找乱。
There was a
就是江诺伊的新的教会扰乱教会。
And so there were some members that were causing a dispute in the 新竹 church.
总会先派林浩长老去一个星期来处理这个问题。
And the General Assembly sent Deacon Lin to settle this, take care of this matter.
他回来以后又继续去注目三个星期。
And so I was sent to reside there for 3 weeks.
可能是因为心理负担重。
And perhaps it was due to mental stress.
因为这个责任很重。
Because this was a great responsibility.
也可能是魔鬼的工作。
And perhaps this was the work of Satan.
我开始患了失眠症，就是晚上。 到了两三点才能够睡一下，但是不能睡得很深。
And so I started having insomnia, and I couldn't fall asleep until 2 or 3 in the morning.
一天睡没有多少。
And so I didn't have much sleep each night.
这个前后差不多经过了两年。
And this lasted for about 2 years.
因为长期睡不好。
And because due to my insomnia,
所以好像神经衰弱。 这个蹲下去站起来说，感觉这个天地都在旋转。
And so I felt a lot of dizziness due to not having enough sleep.
还有这耳鸣， 耳朵会叫有一种声音啊。
And I also had some kind of a tone in my ear.
还有小便是白色的，好像牛奶这样啊，白色的这个我们叫白浊啊。
And there was also some haziness in my urine.
啊，台中就有一个老弟兄，中医很有研究。
In Taizong Church, there was an elderly member who was knowledgeable in the Chinese medicine.
啊，我就去问他这个病有没有治疗的方法。
And so I asked him, "Is there a cure for my sickness?"
他说：“你明天啊，早上这个起床第一处的小便，用瓶子装的带来给我看。”
He instructed me to put a sample of my urine in the morning and then bring it to him for examination.
啊，第二天我带去给他看。
And the second day, I brought it to him.
哦，他说这个病很麻烦。
He says this is a very complicated disease.
很难医好。
It's very hard to cure.
那失眠症也很难医好。
And insomnia is also very hard to cure.
因为通常西医都是给你出这个镇静的。
Because oftentimes Western medicine they give you prescription drugs.
啊，不能根本治疗。
And they cannot truly cure the root cause.
那中医要医这个病也不容易，因为这个是慢性病，不会马上发生功效。
And so it's very difficult to cure insomnia with Chinese medicine as well.
他说要去要查查看。
And so he said he was going to look into it.
过几天我要去看他，这个是第三次。
And so I went to see him for a third time.
他说还没有查出原因。
And he did not find the cause yet.
病方也还没有查出来。
And
病方就处方还没有查出来。
And he could not find the cure.
再过几天我继续去见他。
And a few more days later, I went to see him again.
他没有说有没有查出来。
And he did not tell me whether or not he had found out.
他讲一个见证给我听。
But rather, he told me a testimony.
台中就有一个老弟兄，姓王，叫王来。来就来回的来，王来翁来啊，王来。
He testified about a brother named the Lai Wang in Taizong.
他说这个弟兄有一天去找他。
He said that this brother one day he went to look for him.
说我全身都是病。
And he said that my body is filled with sickness.
已经四个月了。
And it's been lasting for about 4 months.
看好多医生医不好。
I've seen many doctors and they cannot cure it.
我听说你中医很有研究。
And I've heard that you're very knowledgeable in Chinese medicine.
那么多的病我不晓得从哪里说起。
And I have so many symptoms, I do not know where to start.
我现在讲一件就好。
And I'll just tell you one.
我睡不着。
I cannot sleep.
你开一个药给我吃。
Please prescribe some medicine for me.
让我晚上可以睡觉。
So that I can have a good night's sleep.
明天睡不着没有关系了。
And I don't care if I can't sleep the next day.
今天晚上能睡着我就很满意了。
And I'll be very satisfied to just have one night of good sleep.
这个老弟兄说没有这种药方了。
And this elderly brother says there is no such medicine.
哦，他听说没有这个药方就很失望。
And so the other brother was greatly disappointed.
啊，那这个老弟兄姓郭哈，这个郭弟兄就告诉他，啊，没有药方，但有方法。
And this brother, who was a Chinese medicine doctor, his name was surname was Kuo. He says there is another way, though.
他问什么方法
？And the brother says, what kind of way?
祷告啊。
He says through prayer.
他听祷告有失望了。听了祷告而失望。
And when he heard the words prayer, he became disappointed again.
他说我每天都祷告啊。
He says I pray every day.
啊，晚上睡觉，早上起床，三餐吃饭，出门，我都有祷告啊。
He says before I go to bed, when I wake up, before my meals, before I leave the house, I always pray.
我说你祷告方法不对。他说你祷告方法不对。
He says that your method of prayer is incorrect. Then.
那要怎么祷告
？How should you pray？
他说祷告不必讲太多了。
He says you don't have to say much during in your
prayers. 你要什么神都知道嘛
？Because all your needs are known by God.
你只有说神啊，我睡不着。
All you have to say is God, I cannot sleep.
你让我能够睡得好。
Please allow me to have a
good rest. 这样就好了。
And that's all you need to say.
你讲那么多做什么
？Why do you have to say so much？
啊，他问啊，祷告多久啊
？And he asked the doctor, "How long should I pray?"
这个没有限定了。
There's no such restrictions.
啊，五分钟。
Five minutes.
半个钟头。
30 minutes.
一个小时。
An hour.
随便。
It doesn't matter.
你祷告的想睡觉，你就睡觉。
And if you pray until you feel like sleeping, then just go ahead and fall asleep.
啊，我祷告完，如果躺下去睡不着怎么办
？And what if after I pray, I still can't fall asleep?
睡不着，你再起来祷告。
He says, if you can't fall asleep, then get back up and pray.
哦，那一个晚上我都不能睡觉了。
And he says, then I can't sleep for the entire night. Then.
那我明天怎么办呢
？Then what shall I do tomorrow?
啊，这个郭弟兄提醒他。
And so this Dr. Kuo reminded him.
你还有明天吗
？Do you still have a tomorrow?
你数个月没有睡觉。
You have not slept for over 4 months.
每天都今天，哪里有明天
？Every day is a today. Where is the tomorrow?
睡一个晚上才叫明天嘛。
If you can get a good night's rest, if you can sleep through the night, then you will have a tomorrow.
我就想我的孩子啊，小时候。
And so I remember my children when they were young.
我说过两天三天要给他什么东西。我对孩子小时候对他说过两天或者三天要给他什么东西。
I said to my kids, two or three days later, I would give them something.
他不懂算几天，说睡几个晚上。
And so they did not know the concept of the day. So they said they were thinking about how many nights they should sleep.
睡一个晚上就一天这样。
And so they equated one night of sleep to one day elapsing.
啊，所以这个老弟兄告诉他，你每天今天你没有明天了。
And so that's why this elderly brother quote told the other brother that you only have today, not tomorrow.
啊，你数个月没有睡觉都没有数掉了，今天晚上再加一天不睡觉会数掉吗？
And since you have not slept for over 4 months and you're still alive, would you die for not sleeping another night?
啊，这个也对啊。
This is also sounds correct.
很多人说他一个晚上都没有睡觉。
And many people say that they do not, they cannot get sleep for a night.
其实睡得不深。
But actually, they do not.
以为没有睡觉。
They do not fall into deep sleep, and
其实多少人睡一点了。
So they think that they don't fall asleep at all.
如果真的整天没有睡觉，数个月数掉了。
But in actuality, they still get some rest. If someone really did not sleep for four months, they would die.
但那晚上回去，他睡觉以前就祷告。
And so that night, before he went to bed, he prayed.
我看这个人好像很懒惰祷告，五分钟就想睡觉。
I think that the person was probably pretty lazy because after 5 minutes, he started getting sleepy.
哎，躺下去一直看天花板。
And so he lay down and stared at the ceiling.
睡不着。
He couldn't fall asleep.
啊，就再起来祷告看看。
And so he woke up again and tried to pray again.
主耶稣啊，我数个月没睡觉啊。
He asked the Lord, Lord, I did not, I cannot fall asleep for 4 months.
你要让我赶快睡觉啊。
Please allow me to get some rest.
不然我就没命了啊。
Or I might lose this life.
啊，第二次祷告完再躺下去。
And so after second prayer, he lay down again.
就睡到天亮。
And he slept soundly until the next morning.
哦，很高兴。
And he was very elated.
第二天晚上更有信心。
And the next morning, his faith increased even more.
他说：“神啊，我昨天晚上祷告两次，你让我睡觉；今天晚上求你让我祷告一次，就让我睡觉。”
He asked the Lord, "Yesterday I prayed 2 times, and you allowed me to fall asleep. Please allow me to fall asleep after 1 prayer tonight."
啊，因为有昨天经验，今天信心就更强。祷告一次，躺下就马上睡着。
Because he had a yesterday's experience, his faith increased even more.
这样就得了医治。
And just like this, he was cured.
啊，得了医治以后，他其他的病因为跟这个睡眠不足有关系，所以这个睡眠这个睡眠症得医治以后，其他病也都得了医治。
And all his other symptoms, because they were interrelated with this insomnia, once the insomnia was cured, the rest of the symptoms went away.
台中教每星期三都有见证聚会。
Every Wednesday, there's a testimony session in Taizong Church.
啊，这个弟兄病好以后就来前面做见证。
And after this brother was completely cured, he came and testified.
那个过劳弟兄坐在最后面。
And this brother Kuo sat in the back.
他说数个睡不着。
He says that he could not fall asleep for 4 months.
啊，全身都病。
And his body was sick all over.
祷告读一次。
And after prayer, he was healed.
见证完要回去。
And after the testimony, as he was going home,
过来就坐在最后面，就抓住他。
This elder brother Kuo held on to him.
王弟兄。
He says, Brother Wang,
你病好怎么没有告诉我？
Why didn't you inform me of your sickness being cured?
我病好就好，为什么要告诉你？我不说你开药方给我吃好的，我祷告好的。
He says, What reason do I have to tell you? You didn't prescribe me any medicine. I was cured through prayer.
他说你怎么这样？我每天为你祷告，你知道吗？
This elderly brother Kuo says, "How can you say this? I actually prayed for you every night."
原来有这个老弟兄替他每天祷告。
So in actuality, this other elderly brother was interceding for him.
他以为自己祷告一次两次就得一次。
And he thought it was through his own prayers that he was cured through one or two prayers.
啊，这个郭老弟兄讲这个见证给我听。
And so this elderly brother Kuo testified this to me.
他没有说有没有找到药方。
He did not tell me whether or not he found a medicine for it.
我也不敢问他有没有找到药方。
And I dare not ask him as.
因为我想他讲到见目的书要鼓励我祷告了， 没有要他祷告了。
No, because I'm sure the reason he testified to me was because he wanted to encourage me to pray to cure illnesses.
啊，因为这样就开始进食祷告。
And because of this, I started to fast and pray.
啊，感谢主，没有多久都得了医治。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord, not long after,
我现在很好睡。
I received healing, and now I sleep very well.
躺在床上马上睡觉。
And during the night, as I lie on my bed, I fall asleep very quickly.
有时候睡觉之前跟内人讲话。
And sometimes even before bed, I talk to my wife.
她还在讲话，我就哼哼啊，就睡觉了。
And as she's still talking, I kind of zone, I kind of knock out.
有时候大车主啊，睡觉啊，就坐过头了，就过了车站没有下来，就过头了。
And even on a bus, sometimes I fall asleep and I miss my stop.
然后在那个站哦，又大车回来。
And from the next stop, I have to take another bus to go back.
有一次大汽车，这个汽公共汽车啊，要开到车库去，因为那个时候安就下午啊。然后笑，然后接完就跟信徒谈谈话，比较晚。然后这个书记啊要下班啊，就一直开了车库，开了车库。
书记
开车开了车库。
So one day, on the bus, the bus driver drove into a garage.
他看到睡觉，没有叫我。
And so he saw that I was still sleeping on the bus, so he did not wake me up.
等到下车才说。Hey, 先生啊，我要下班了。
And after he parked the bus, he's telling me, "Hey, Mister, I'm getting off work now."
啊，车上只有我一个。
And I was the only one left on the bus.
如果他没有发现我坐在那边啊，他下班回去我就关在那边关一个晚上。
And if he did not discover that I was sleeping on the bus, I would have been left there overnight.
啊，有时候晚上去洗手间。
And sometimes during the night, when I go to the bathroom.
躺回来躺下，马上睡觉。
And after I go back to after I get to my bed, I fall asleep.
不会影响我的睡眠。
It does not affect my sleep at all.
我通常晚上很晚睡觉，早上很早起来。
Usually I sleep late and I wake up early.
但因为我躺在上马上睡觉，所以可以这个恢复这个消除疲劳啊，消除疲劳，不是恢复就再回来了啊，消除疲劳。有的人说恢复疲劳，我说讲错了。疲劳恢复不是再更疲劳吗？消除疲劳不是恢复疲劳啊。
And so, even though I sleep late and wake up early, I'm still very well rested since I fall asleep instantly.
哎，感谢主耶稣，就是这样医治我。
Thank the Lord for healing me.
我再讲一个见证。
I will testify about another matter.
我的第三女儿啊，她现在已经做祖母了。
My third daughter, who is now a grandmother.
啊，我第二女儿跟第三女儿都已经做祖母，我算啊曾祖父啊。
And I am a great grandfather now, since all my daughters are now grandmothers.
啊，她读这个初中二年级上学期时候。
During the first semester of my third daughter's eighth grade year,
刚好遇到这个期末考
，and she was facing her final exam period.
啊，突然感觉这个鼻子在溃烂啊。
And she suddenly felt that her nose was festering.
那晚上，我的内人把她带去看耳鼻科。
And so in the evening, my wife took her to see a nose doctor.
啊，医生从她的鼻子里面抽出两条这个黄色发臭的这个硬的东西出来。
And so the doctors extracted two smelly, stiff objects from her nose.
那医生说我的女儿患的是鼻白喉啊，鼻白喉。
And they diagnosed her with some kind of nose illness.
啊，他说这个病很危险，很麻烦。
And they said this is a very serious and complicated disease.
他就给她打这个血清。
And so they injected some blood serum in her.
他说血清打下去以后要十五小时才会发生功效。
And they said that the serum will not take effect until 12 hours later.
这个十五小时之内如果病没有恶化，就没有问题。
And if the sickness does not get any worse after 12 hours, then she will be fine.
十五小时之前，这个药效还没有发生之前。病恶化就没有办法。
And if the illness gets even more severe before the 12 hours, then the serum will be ineffective.
他说不久之前有一个女孩子也是一样患了鼻白喉，结果十五小时这个血清效果还没发生之前，突然恶化就死掉了。
And the doctor said that there's another instance where another girl also had the same type of nose disease and. It became more severe before the 12-hour period, and she actually died.
医生说他没有把握。
And so the doctor says that he was unsure of her chances for survival.
他有内人有一个心理准备。
And so he wanted me and my wife to be ready for in case anything happens.
我在台中啊。
And I was in Taizong at the time.
记得我那年打电话来给我这个消息。
And I received a notice from my wife.
我就告诉她说我晚上祷告到天亮。
And so I told her that I would pray until the next morning for my
daughter. 那我的那年因为听说我要祷告天亮，她呢也是祷告到天亮。
And so once my wife heard that I would pray the whole night for my daughter, she also prayed the whole night.
那我这个女儿半夜醒过来看妈妈为她祷告。
And my daughter, third daughter woke in the middle of the night looking at her mother praying for her.
她就很放心说我不会死掉。
And so she was assured that she would not die.
第二天再去看医生。
And so the next day, they went to see a doctor again.
15小时的期间呢，没有恶，并没有恶化。
And the sickness did not get any more severe after the 12 hours.
医生再给她打一针血清。
And so they gave her another injection of the serum.
这样过几天就完全都了一次。
And after a few more days, she was completely healed.
虽然这个时候看医生打血清都一次。
And even though we did consult a physician and received the blood serum, and then she was cured.
但医生也是没有什么把握。
But the doctor also did not have any confidence. Because earlier there was another girl that passed away due to the similar conditions. So I'm sure that this is from the mercy and grace of God. Because God most likely heard our prayers since me and my wife and I prayed the entire night. Sometimes when our brothers and sisters they fall into sickness, they see a doctor.
没有不对了。
It's not wrong to see a doctor.
有的心理很强，不看医生也有了。
Some are very strong in faith and opted not to see a doctor.
一般信徒通常有病都会去看医生。
But for most members, they will under normal conditions they will consult a doctor.
圣经也没有说不会看医生啊。
The Bible does not restrict us from seeing physicians.
问题是看医生的时候不要忘记祷告。
The main thing that we should keep in mind is that when we see doctors, let's not forget to pray. Because the doctor may misdiagnose, or they might use the incorrect medicine.
我们祷告是求什么呢?
And so in a prayer, what should we pray for?
求神帮助医生诊断正确，不要误诊。
We pray that God will work through the physician so that
he
will diagnose the sickness correctly.
求神让医生开的处方能够对症下药。
And that the doctor will prescribe the correct medicine for that disease or sickness.
这样发生功效也是我们祷告的功效啊。
And this is also the way that we should pray.
所以我们虽然看医生，但我们有神做依靠，可以得到心里的这个稳定啊，不会再着急害怕。
And so even though we consult a doctor, we still put our trust in God to work through the doctor, so we are not afraid.
因此我们虽然去看医生啊，也应当要祷告，不要完全交给医生啊，都不向的祷告，这不好。
And so it's not right for us to see a doctor and entrust everything under the doctor's hands without praying at all.
我的那人在1968年的10月。
My wife, in November of 1968.
我去澎湖布道两个星期。
And I was in Penghu for 2 weeks to evangelize.
后来才听他见证。
And when I returned home, my wife told me a testimony.
她说我去澎湖那两个星期当中，她感觉肚子痛。
And she said that she felt a lot of pain in her abdomen when I was in Penghu.
去看医生。
And so she went to see a doctor.
那个是正外科，是我的那人的堂哥。
It was my wife's cousin, the doctor that she saw.
她有两个堂哥在湖北当医生，一个是小儿科，一个是外科。
She had two doctors, two cousins that were doctors. One was a pediatrician, and the other was another doctor.
那他堂哥的父亲也是医生。
And 父亲。
堂哥，他的堂哥的父亲的爸爸也是医生。
And her cousin's father was also a doctor as well.
他们的家族好几个当医生的。
And there were many people, many in their family that were doctors.
那这个我那堂哥告诉他，这个是。 可能是肾结石，这个膀胱结石。
And so my wife's cousin, who is the doctor, told her that she probably suffered from the bladder stones.
她说你要多喝开水。And
that she needed to drink more water.
如果石子小不大，可以排出来。And
she says that if the stone is small enough, then it will come. It will be. You can excrement.
如果狮子大排不出来，就要准备开刀。
But if it does not pass out on its own, then she will require surgery.
那我那天开始喝很多的水。
And so my wife began to intake a lot of water.
过几天还是一样，肚子痛，好像这个狮子没有排出来。
And even after a few days, her abdomen was still in pain.
再去看医生。
And so she went to see the doctor
again. 医生，你要准备来开刀。
And the doctor prepared for surgery.
但她不想开刀。
But she did not want to have surgery.
就开始祷告。
And so she relied on prayer.
有一天晚上睡觉时候。
And so one night before she slept.
她做梦说起来小便。
Or one night during her sleep, she had a dream that
又听到小猪猪掉下去这个声音。
That she had a dream that she got up to urinate and heard the sound of the stones passing on their own.
她很高兴，说狮子已经排出来了。
And she was very happy that these stones had passed
out. 第二天早上看便器，便器干净，没有小便。
And so she took a look at the urine container and found that there were no excretion or stones.
也没有小狮子。
And no more stones.
她在想起那个时候梦，其实她没有起来。
And so she realized that yesterday was only a dream, and she did not actually wake up and urinate.
但是从那天开始，肚子就不痛了。
But from that day forward, her abdomen no longer was in pain.
就这样做了一周。
And just like that, she was healed.
到了这个1970年的有一天。
And one day in 1970,
她又感觉肚子痛。
My wife had abdominal pains again.
带她去看妇产科医生。
And so I brought her to see a gynecologist.
妇产科医生检查的结果说她子宫里面有瘤，长瘤。
The doctor found a tumor in her uterus.
说要赶快准备开刀拿掉。
And recommended immediate surgery.
但是她不想开刀。
But she did not want to have surgery.
因为开刀去住院，我的孩子没有人照顾。
Because she would need to be hospitalized during surgery, and no one would be able to take care of the kids.
我在总会工作，也没办法回去那么多天来陪她。
And since I was working in a GA, I did not have that many days to take off to be beside her.
还要花钱。
And also this required a lot
of money. 她找免费的医生，耶稣不必花钱。
And she wanted to find a doctor free of charge, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们常常说以前台湾教好多神迹，为什么现在神迹好像减少？
And we often hear many miracles and wonders in the past, and how come nowadays there's so few?
以前台湾是农业社会，大家很辛苦工作，一天赚不了多少工钱。
Taiwan was an agricultural industry, and many people did not make much.
那时候没有健保，没有劳保，看医生很贵。
At the time, they did not have health insurance for the citizens, and doctor fees were very expensive.
就找免费医生耶稣祷告。
So they sought after the doctor, the true physician, free of charge, Lord Jesus. And they experienced miracles.
现在有健保劳保。
And now that they have health care for all citizens,
台币100块的看医生。
And you can see a doctor for about $5 to $10.
神要行神迹，机会都被医生拿走了。
And God's chance to perform miracles was taken away by these doctors.
有时候信徒排队要挂号，耶稣在旁边看。
And many times when the members line up to see the doctor, and Jesus is standing there watching.
我又失去一次机会了。
And Jesus probably would say, "I lost another chance to show you a miracle."
不是神迹减少，是我们要给神行这机会都给医生拿走。
So nowadays, not that the miracles and wonders have decreased, but rather we have not given it the chance.
当然也不是说看医生不对。
So I'm not saying that seeing doctors is wrong.
不，我的内人为了要省麻烦，为了要省花钱，他就。
But to reduce the burden and the financial burden, my wife decided to rely on prayer.
这样祷告有两个星期。
And so she prayed like this for 2 weeks.
有时候一天就要吃一餐。
And she sometimes would eat one meal a day.
有时候整天没有吃东西。
And at other times she would eat nothing at all.
后来都在主的怜悯。
And thanks to God's mercy.
从她的身体排出很多污秽的东西。
And so she excreted a lot of dirty matter from her body.
以后不必开刀。病就得了一次。
And this, so she did not need to have surgery, and her sickness was completely healed.
1976年。
1976。
日本有一个青年来台湾读神学院。
There was a youth from Japan that came for theological training.
我为他上课。
And I conducted class.
因为我以前受日本教育。
And because I received Japanese education.
我会用日本话给他讲课。
I can speak to communicate to him in Japanese.
中午要下去餐厅。地下室餐厅吃饭。
And during the afternoon, we went to dining hall in the basement.
那几天下过雨。
And it rained the previous few days.
雨水渗透 从外面渗透玻璃缝到地下室来。
And so the rainwater seeped through the cracks in the windows and onto the ground, the floor.
从上面下去，光线不很好，那边有一滩水，我没有看到。
And so on my way down there, I did not see a patch of water.
就踩到那一滩水。
And so I stepped into that puddle of water.
剩下还有两层的这个树枝，就从剩下还有两层树的地方跌下去。
And so I slipped and fell.
啊，这个膝盖就碰到这个水泥地板。
And my knee impacted onto the concrete.
哦，很痛，就躺在那边。
And it was so painful, I just laid there.
啊，日本那个神学生还有当时的注目传道张传道张瑞哲啊，现在已经立章了啊，还有另一个神学三个人。一个拖住我的腰，一个拖我的头，一个拖我的腿，三个人把他举高。
And theological student, the Japanese theological student, and another resident pastor, one grabbed onto my hip, the other my leg, and the other my arm, and they lifted me up.
起初他用背的说不能背，很痛，就这样把我从下地下室啊抬到上面去。
And so at first they said that they would carry me a piggyback style, but I said it would hurt too much, so they had to all lift me up.
后来总会开一部车到接骨师，就是中医师要接骨那个地方去啊。
And so they called in a car to drive me over to see a bone setter.
啊，那个接骨师很有经验，不必照 X 光，用手一摸就知道我的膝盖骨破裂成六块。
And so this orthopedic doctor didn't have to use surgery to join my bones to get back together.
那么在那边住了40天就出院。
And so I was there for about 40 some days, and then I was discharged.
出院以后，经过一年还不能蹲，祷告时候左腿可以祷告，右腿就伸到旁边去，没办法跪下来祷告。
And so even after a year, after my discharge, I could not kneel down properly to pray. One leg would still be slightly outwards.
刚好一个弟兄他也会接骨，他到台中来。
And there was another brother who knew how to set bones back together.
我问他，我已经一年还不能蹲不能跪，你替我看看什么地方有问题。
And so I said, it's been over a year and I still can't kneel down and pray or squat. Please help me look at my condition.
他用手一摸，没有照 X 光就知道你这个膝盖骨没有接好。
Just by touching my knee, he knew, even without X-rays, that my bones were not set correctly.
你能走路就很幸运了，怎么可能蹲可能跪？
He says, you're already very fortunate to be able to walk. How can you want...
我说那要怎么办呢？
Let's not even talk about kneeling or praying.
他都已经过一年了，不能再接了。
But he says it's already been a year. I cannot set the bones back, join the bones back
together
again.
你要去找西医外科啊，骨科啊，开刀。
He says you need to see an orthopedic surgeon to have surgery.
重新接。
And to rejoin these bones back together again.
我想我工作很忙，哪里有时间常常去医院？在那边休息。
And I was thinking to myself, I'm so busy at work. How can I find the time to see the doctor?
我说，假如我不去开刀怎么样？
I said, what if I choose not to have surgery?
他不开刀，你要保留原状啊，可以走路啊，不能跪，不能蹲啊。
He says, if you don't have surgery, you would be left with the current condition. You can walk, but you can't kneel down or squat.
我说，那我不是残废吗？
I tell him, wouldn't I be considered handicapped?
他就拍我的肩膀说，主耶稣能了。
He just tapped my shoulder and says, Jesus can.
我心里想，主耶稣呢？还用你说吗？
I said, I already know that. Do I need you to say it? Of course Jesus can. I don't need you to tell me that.
我每天说耶稣能啊。
Because every day I thought to myself, Jesus can.
他笑笑没有说什么。
And so he just kind of smiled at me without
saying. 我就想啊，可能这个弟兄要我祷告了。
So I was thinking perhaps this brother was hinting to me to pray more.
因为你不看医生。
Because if you do not see the doctor,
就是祷告,
then you must rely on prayer.
没有别的方法了。
There's no other way.
后来我就开始进入祷告。
So I began to fast and pray.
经过没有多久，感觉这个右边的腿筋骨比较软，不那么硬。
And so shortly after prayer, I felt that the muscles in my right knee are more relaxed.
再过没有多久就可以这个蹲也可以跪。
And after a while later, I could slowly kneel down and even squat.
后来我去普渡教会参加灵会，这个弟兄也在那边。
And so I went to one of the churches, Post Church, to attend the spiritual convocation, and this brother was also there.
问我你现在膝盖怎么样?
So this brother who was a bone setter, he asked me, how's your condition right now?
我蹲给你看,
I said, watch, I'll show you, I can kneel and I can squat.
他问你有没有去开刀?
He says, did you go have surgery?
我说没有,
I said, no, I just prayed and I'm healed.
他再拍了肩膀说,
And he tapped my shoulder again and says, patted my shoulder again and says, Jesus healed you.
过了25年,
and 20 years later,
我感觉这个脊椎骨啊, 有时候会痛,
and so I felt that the bone in my lower back was aching.
那么要弯腰要蹲，有时候感觉有点困难.
It's really difficult for me to kind of bend over.
我听说年纪大以后可能会钙质流失太多，变成骨质疏松症.
And so I heard that after you get older, you may suffer osteoporosis.
骨质疏松症如果严重了，会驼背。
And if osteoporosis is severe enough, you'll become like a hunchback.
我就去看骨骼医生。
And so I went to see an orthopedic
他都台中教会的弟兄。
doctor, who also happened to be a brother in Taizong Church.
他说这个要先照几张照片，过了3天你再来看这个。 结果怎么样?
He said to me he would take x-rays and for me to return 3 days later to see the results.
过3天我再去看他的时候，他把那些照片放在他的桌子上，有这个日光灯照亮他，看得很清楚。
And so 3 days later when I came to see him, he placed these three images on the table with the light shone on them. The first thing he said to me,
你走路右边的腿会不会痛?
He says, when you walk, does your right leg hurt?
我说不会啊。
I said, no.
你怎么这样问?
Why do you ask?
他说你看这个相片,
he says, look at this look at this image. Your kneecap on your left leg is normal.
你右边的膝盖骨裂开, 就是你没有受伤没有接好裂开, 比较大, 而且有裂痕啊。
But your right leg, the kneecap, is a little fractured, and so it is more swollen.
这个关节有个臼,这个地方臼的地方啊,破开啊。 没有接好啊，走路怎么不痛呢？
And since this the area around the kneecap is not joined together correctly, how can you say you don't feel pain in your right leg when you walk?
我说我不但走路不痛，我会慢跑。
I said not only does it not hurt, but I can also jog.
我会爬山。
I can climb the mountains.
我去沙巴那个神山比他一山更高，我都爬过。
And I've even hiked up the mountain in Sabah.
他说你爬着有没有用右脚爬？
He says, when you're hiking up, did you use your right leg?
我问说先生你开玩笑。
I said you must be kidding, right?
你是说我用左腿跳到山上又跳下来？
Could I have just used my left leg to hop up and down that mountain?
爬山不是走平地的。
Hiking a mountain is different from just walking on a flat ground.
他说真的吗？
He says, really?
那我就是这样啊。
I said, that's what happened.
他是我们的弟兄啊。
And he's also our church brother.
他相信神迹。
He believes in miracles.
我告诉他，我这个祷告得到医治。
I told him, I testified to him that I have been healed.
到现在我的右边膝盖骨还是裂开的。
Even till now, my right kneecap is a fracture.
很大哈。
It's quite
large. 如果你喜欢看啊，弟兄可以看啊，姐妹不好意思哈，弟兄可以看我的膝盖骨哈。
You don't believe me? You can come take a look, but please, brothers only.
啊，裂开的。
It is a fracture.
我就想神有能力给他恢复。
And I was thinking that God has the ability to join my knees, the kneecap together. God did not join it together fully. It's still fractured. And so it is even a greater miracle that I can hike and jump.
照理说是不可能爬山的。
So logically speaking, I should not be able to hike up any mountains.
连走路都会痛的。
Because normally, even walking should hurt.
所以那个弟兄说他不了解。
So that brother said he did not understand.
他说当骨科医生这么久没有遇到这个病例啊。
He says he's never encountered such a situation as an orthopedic doctor.
我说这个就是神迹了。
I said this is a miracle.
神迹用道理是不能解释的，它是超越人的理智、超越科学理论的。
That's what a miracle is. It surpasses human understanding, any scientific analysis.
啊，我们的神真的是活神。
God is truly a living God.
接下来我再讲一个见证啊。And
I will testify about another matter.
我的大女儿她嫁给传道。My
oldest daughter, she married to a preacher.
她，我觉得她信心也不错。
And I think her,
她的信心也不错。
I think that my daughter's faith was pretty good.
总会以前的一个姐妹办事员，她有一次替我介绍这个婚姻。
And there was a sister in the church who tried to introduce help me introduce for the marriage.
她说她要介绍我的女儿给一个传道。做跟这个传道结婚啊。
She said she wanted to introduce or matchmake my daughter with a pastor, a preacher.
我说如果是我要助理去挑选，我不会挑你传道当女婿。
I said if it were up to me to choose my daughter's husband, I would not choose a preacher.
不是传道不好了。
It's not saying that preachers are not good.
我助理当传道。
Because I myself am one.
是因为当传道娘不容易了。
It's only because being a preacher's wife.
传道常常不在家。
It's very difficult because the husband is often not home.
传道娘要很坚强啊。
And the wife must be very firm.
而且传道要很有信心啊。
And the preacher's wife must have a lot of faith.
我不要我的女儿受这个苦啊。
And I'm unwilling to see my daughter suffer like
that. 所以如果要选，我不会选传道当女婿啊。
So if it were up to me, I would not allow my daughter to.
但如果是神的主意呢？
Marry a preacher, but if it was God's will,
我就顺从啊。
Then I will follow.
因为我不可以违背神主意啊。
Because I will not go against the will of God.
我说你既然提醒我，提及问题啊，我就祷告看看。
I said since you have brought that up, I will pray about this matter.
祷告以后我再告诉你。
And after prayer, I will tell you.
祷告以后感觉心里平安，没有感觉痛。
So after prayer, I felt very peaceful in my heart, did not feel any distress.
然后我就问我的女儿。
So I asked my daughter.
有人介绍一个传道要跟你谈婚事，怎么样啊？
There was a sister that has mentioned a preacher for you to meet. What do you think about that?
她没有反对。
She did not reject the idea.
没有反对，大概可以啊。
So since she didn't reject the idea, she's possibly in favor.
然后就开始谈。谈这个订婚的问题啊。
And so they began to talk about the engagement.
我的第二女儿先嫁到台北。
My second daughter was actually the first out of my children to marry.
我的大女儿订婚以后。
And after my eldest daughter was engaged.
第二女儿写信回来给她的大姐。
My second daughter wrote a letter to her older sister.
这个信已经拆开了。
And the letter was open.
而且放在我的桌子上。
And it was laying on my table.
大概是说我会看。
So it probably was inviting me to go over and.
如果没有打开，我不能看。
It's because if it wasn't open, then I'm not allowed to see it.
因为打开大家看过了。
But since it's open, she had already read it.
而且放在我的桌子上。
And it was lying on my desk.
这个等于说，爸爸你可以看，好像这样了。
So it's practically saying, "Father, come read me."
我就偷看了。
And so I opened it and read it.
是她的妹妹写给她的呀。
So I read it.
她说
，It was by her sister.
她说，姐姐，你三年前向人许愿要嫁给传道，神已经成全你这个愿了。
She says, older sister, the vow that you've made a couple of years ago that you would marry a preacher, God has now fulfilled it.
我才晓得原来她早就许愿要嫁做传道娘。
And that's when I realized that she had already made the vow or the wish to become a preacher's wife.
我想什么愿都可以许，怎么许这个愿
？I said you can make any kind of wish. Why this one?
做传道娘不是这么容易啊。
Because being a preacher's wife is not easy.
而且在传道家庭长大。
And growing up in a preacher's household,
妈妈生病这个期间，她从头看到尾。
She witnessed her mother's illness.
妈妈做传道很辛苦，她也知道。
And she knew how hard it was for her mother to be a preacher's wife.
而且她是老大，所以妈妈生病的时候，她常常一大早就起来烧饭。
And since she was the oldest daughter, she was often the one making the meals when her mom was sick.
后来念书时候，每天早上要做三个便当。
And during their educational period, she had to make the lunch boxes for all her sisters.
给妹妹的，还给她自己的。
For herself and her sisters.
一大早就起床。
She had to wake up very early in the morning.
很辛苦。
It was very hard.
所以传道娘怎么辛苦你都知道，还要嫁给传道。
And so I was thinking, you know all the hardships of being a preacher's wife, and yet you want to marry
one. 这个是神给的信心。
But this is a faith given by the Lord.
我本来在想她的见证啊，现在时间差不多啊，这个。我再接下去啊，这个我们下午还有时间啊。
And so I will continue on in the afternoon. More about this testimony.
感谢主，他也有体验一个很大的神迹啊。
Thank the Lord, she has also experienced a great test miracle.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
136首。
Sing hymn 136.
祷告
Pray in one accord.
谢谢